This is King and 4RJ, and I will say that, you know, pets are a little less expensive than children. I have three, and I can tell you, especially if they happen to be female and get married, and yeah, you can drop a ton of change on that. But I read many years ago the cost of raising a child to their age of 18, and it was way more money than I thought I ever had, but apparently I did. I don't know, but yeah, it's kids, dogs, pets, wives—they're all expensive. That's just the way it is.
But they're worth having them. Yeah, we only had one son, so I haven't had to experience the wedding event with a daughter like you have. But I can only imagine what it's like. I mean, we got married. It wasn't too bad, but I'm sure now it's much more expensive if, you know, they want the big wedding. But I can't imagine, you know, spending that much money on a wedding. Our honeymoon consisted of us. We were going to go up to a cabin for the honeymoon, but she got bronchitis, so we ended up spending the honeymoon at her grandparents' house, just kind of in southern Utah there, and we went down into the Grand Canyon area on a drive. But as far as being able to get out and do things, it's probably the cheapest, least expensive activity I've been on since I've been married was our honeymoon. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, and the money drain doesn't stop. You know, there's the wedding, and then there's the honeymoon, and then you got to get a car, you got to get a house, somebody has to get a job, and then you have kids, and you have to send them to school, and maybe college, and yeah, and feed them. And I kept telling my wife when the kids were little, you know, she remarked about, you know, how fast they were growing up. I said, if you stop feeding them, they won't grow anymore, but she didn't take that one to the heart either, so it's like, yeah, that's just the way it is.
Fortunately, it's not like plants where you stop watering them, the growth stunts their growth. But kids, you know, you got to keep them fed so their brain grows. That way, they can get out of the house and launch and be successful in their life versus sitting on your couch playing video games. Over.
This is Game 4RJ, and well, yeah, there's that too. Yeah. Hopefully they can grow up, get a decent job, and take care of you in your old age. That's the theory, or at least it used to be. I don't know how well that works anymore. But anyway, well, say hi to Wendy for me, and I'll say 73s and back out of here. I'm sure second shift has shown up by now, so you all take care of yourselves down there. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for the rag chew and the laughs. I appreciate that. It was good to have a good laugh here on the Sunday evening. Check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like I had no check-ins on Alpha through Zulu on RF, but I look and see there is another station up on Echo Link, so we'll go Echo Link stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Echo Link stations, KO4ZDF. Do you wish to check in and be placed in the log? W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like the Echo Link station is only listening tonight. So I'll go ahead and ask if there's any other comments or check-ins. Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, this is N4QNV.
N4QNV, go ahead.
Yeah, my hearing it can be a little odd at times. Was that meteor shower this Monday morning, as in 2 or 3 hours from now, or was it a different day?
The shower will be Monday night, Tuesday morning. Tonight's the 29th. I think he said May 31st. So I guess that's actually Tuesday. I've got my calendar. I think my calendar might be wrong. Anyway, yeah, it's May 31st, 1 a.m., so I guess it is between tomorrow and Tuesday morning.
Okay, great. Thanks for clarification. Is that for Q&V?
You're more than welcome. Looks like the Echo Lake station needs only have listening capabilities at this time, so I'll go ahead and check him in. He texted in, so we will go ahead and recognize KO4ZDF. Thanks for checking in tonight. With that, we will go ahead and I guess there's no announcements or check-in, so we'll go ahead and submit the electronic net report. Just for your information, we had 51 check-ins. I will submit that momentarily, and you should hear it here. B2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in. Tomorrow night, I think Anna will be calling the net, so please come back and check in with her. We will close the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for the evening, and we'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to everyone.
VT and 4DJC.
Go ahead, Jerry, and 4OVQ.
Hey, so you get my email I sent you?
Then I sent you one back, and you're right. You was exactly right. I had two from the same guy. He was saying, please, QSL. He was in, I think it's in Hickory, North Carolina.
Good thing. Did you have the download of the advanced APRS manual for the SFT-1?
Well, the manual I got with this radio is one that Tony, N4TOM, ordered extra because he couldn't find the manual. He don't know what he did with the one that came with it, so he got a big, thick manual from somebody. But I watched the video, you know, showing this radio and how to set it up, which Keith done had it set up, and everything was the same as this. There's 28 menus in the setup of the APRS on this radio. And I went through all of them, and Keith had everything set. I didn't have to change anything.
If you go to yazoo.com, you can go in there, and the file just got a, just picks like a ST60R or something like that, and pick the handheld out of the line up there. And it'll have a thing, it'll pop up with a picture radio, then it'll have a section over there on the right-hand side that says it'll have, like, product info. Got one other little tab there. It's got another tab that says files. If you hit that tab that says files, I'll give you all the software, all the manuals available for it, everything. There's a separate APRS manual for that radio, and it should give you everything. I didn't find that until after I already sent the email to you. And I didn't find it until then, but it's got the wires, it's got everything on it. You can just download it straight from Yazoo and just save it. It comes down as a PDF, and you just save it to your computer, and there you go.
Hey, well, good deal. I was just on that site yesterday looking at everything, looking at the firmware update, and I watched a video on the firmware update. But to do that, you got to have an external power to plug inside the radio. It won't do doing it with just the battery. So and I don't have one of those to do that part of it. But I'll go look at that. And that what you told me, everything was right on that. And I was just looking. This guy was, let me look one more time. He's in Hickory, North Carolina, and he said, please, QSL. So, I don't know how to get back with him. That was 28th. The day's 29th. He sent three and all. But I know I heard two of them and seen the light flash. But I'm glad you told me that. At least I know. But now I got to figure out how to answer somebody.
ERS manual that you can download off the AZ site, do all that, where you can edit, you can select the message that was sent, and then you can, what it is, it's like a, I think it's got like an edit function on it, and you know, then you have to go through there and scroll through all the, you know, the letters and that sort of thing to send the message back to him, and it will go back to him. It may take a while for it. It may not go back first try. It may take a couple of times for it to get gated back to him, from what I understand. But it will go back to him. That manual is, actually, it's got all those manuals you just download. But the APRS manual is just one separate by itself. And if you look in that file section, like I said, just pick out the, you look at AVAZ USA or whatever it is, AVAZ.com. You look up there and you can pick the amateur part up and you scroll across and it shows the radios. Handheld, just pick the hands. Pick like, I think it was, you just pick an FT60 or something like that. It'll have all the files available. Then FT1DX or DR or whatever it is will show up and it'll have the APRS manual there. And that's the one. It's not real complicated from what I can tell, but you're going to have to kind of work through it. Now, updating that firmware for some of the Yazoo radios is a real pain. You got to have a specific cable to do it sometimes. It's pretty tough sometimes. But anyway, I hope you can figure out how to do it in 4DJC.
VQ, I do have the cable for this radio with the RTS system. And I had to change a couple of freaks in here because it didn't have the right tones, but I do have the cable part. But I just got to get not a charger, but the plug in the wall so I can just run the radio, you know what I'm saying. I also need one of those cigarette lighter things I forget what you call that thing, you know what I'm talking about. It's shaped like a battery, you plug it in, but just run the power, you know, off the cigarette lighter plug. That's two things I need to get open.
Yeah, I got that. They used to make those things, all those radios. You can hardly find one of them now, but listen, you gotta stand by for a minute. I gotta run downstairs. The grandkids coming up here, going to bed. I'm gonna run downstairs and get on my handheld and get outside there, and I'll be back with you in just a minute.
N4OVQ, I'll be standing by.
N4OVQ, N4DJC. OVQ, N4DJC.
Hey, Jerry, I'm sorry. I run off the other room for a minute. N4OVQ.
Just switch the radio off. I'm standing out on the front porch right now. Probably keep standing too long before the skeeters eat me up. But you download those manuals, and I think that'll give you a lot, especially the APRS manual there. That'll give you a lot of info. But I can't remember which one of the Yazoos I had. I had to take the battery pack off, plug the power in. It took it's one of those things where you had to stand on one leg and hop or something to get it to upload the firmware right. Because that radio does not have an SD card in it, does it? I could update my firmware with SD card on icons, but I don't know if the Yazoo, I don't know where you do that or not. You may not be able to do that. You may have to use the Yazoo's got a specific set of cables for doing the firmware. And, the last time I saw them, those things were about $40. It took two of them, I think, but I don't remember if that goes to that radio or not, but the FT, five, I think, three or five, whichever one I had, that one I upgraded firmware by the SD card, but I'm not sure if you do that on that radio or not. That'd be something worth looking into.
I do know to just to manually do it, you got to have that power adapter to plug into the side, and you got to have that cable. Well, I'm not sure the cable I got. It come with the RTS systems to program your radio and all. So I don't know if that's going to be the same cable. But it should be. But I ain't sure about it. But I don't know why. Why come I can't take this SD card out and put it one of these in a adapter thing, put it in my computer and load it on the there, then take it back out of that thing, put it in the radio, and somehow or another get it from the SD card. But like I say, it may not work that well.
I know the iCom, you can do it, because the iCom's got like a, they got like a little data file that you can just add to the, take the SD card and put in the adapter and put it on the SD card reader, and then pick out the data file that, the firmware data file, and just add it, just copy it, paste it to the SD card, the 51, I think 51 does it, and the 52 and 705 are identical on both, as far as that goes. You just upgrade the firmware that way. And it seems like to me now, I don't remember now that the Kenwood did that too, but I may be wrong about the 74. It may or may not do that, but it seems like it did. But yeah, you might have to look in that and see if you can do it that way, or maybe check around on YouTube and see if they got anything showing upgrading the firmware without using those cables. But my guess would be that RT Systems cable will not power the radio. More likely it's just a data cable, I imagine.
It probably is. So did you have the Yaesu FT3 or something like that? Did you say that?
FT3 and FT5.
Why do you not have them now?
Well, you use D-Star, and I already had a Kenwood 74 APRS. And the 5 is, to be honest with you, the 5 and the 3 didn't have a very good speaker on it. It wasn't as good as the 5. It's not, neither one of them is as good as the FT1, audio-wise. And so the other thing is that touchscreen on it. Every time I picked the radio up, you didn't have a way to lock the touchscreen out on it. Every time you picked up, stuck your thumb on the screen, it changed.
Okay, I looked at FT3 up, and then I found out they got a 5, but the FT3 was like $300-something. So I go back and look at the FT2 was $400-something. So I was like, okay, why is the 3? It's above the 2, but the 2 costs more. I didn't get that.
That's what I've seen in the mobiles and the handheld Yaesus. Now, for instance, if you look at an FT400, which is an older mobile fruit rig, FTM400, it's got a touch screen, it's got a big screen, all that deal. Now, then you go to the FT300, that have a touch screen, that have much stuff in it. Then you go to the FT200, which is the one that got in there. They got, both of them have APRS, but the prices are almost the same, but it's like they took features away from them as they modernized the radios.
OVQ. Yeah, I've seen that 400. I watched 2 or 3 videos on it working with the FT1, and they were showing some stuff and blah blah blah. But that old radio looked pretty good, that 400. But I know it's old radio.
Some people were disappointed in the 300 and the 200. Because the 300 is about, it originally came out about 380 or 390, and now it's over $400, and the 200 is right at 400 now too, so they're almost the same price, but the 200 is not a full duplex radio like the 400 and 300 is. So with the 200, which is the latest model, you can't run APRS in the background all the time like you can on the 400. And, the Yaesu handheld, the 3, the audio was terrible on that thing. You couldn't get it to be loud at all, and the 5 is better. But the touchscreen just didn't, I mean, there wasn't any way to turn the touchscreen off on you. I mean, when I turned off, I mean, you couldn't lock the screen. Well, if you picked up the radio, you could change the frequency with a dial or something like that. You can't do that. If you pick up that radio and hit the touchscreen in the wrong spot, it's going, you're going to hit, it's like hitting a function or something.
Got you.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, the only thing I don't like about this, and I may have mentioned to you earlier today, is the light. You got to keep it on continuous to be able to see, especially at nighttime, sitting outside. You'd think when you get a signal coming in, even a boat bang would do this. You light up. It don't do it on this thing. I can't find it. I've looked and looked. Oh, I find how to keep the lamp on continuous, or either for 10 seconds, or either off. I see where to turn the dimmer up and down. It only go to 6. That's not bright enough to me. But sitting out in my backyard at my table out there, you got to turn it on. Plus, that's draining that battery, you know, with the light staying on all the time. So I don't get it why they did that, though.
The funny thing, even this 52, unless you're scanning or something, if you receive a transmission, unless it's D-Star, the screen don't light up. I mean, it'll light up if you hit one of the buttons or something like that, but it won't light up if the radio breaks squelch, which don't make any sense to me. But that's something they could do in upgraded firmware, but whether or not they'll ever do it or not, I don't know. And normally on other radios, older radios I've had in the past, you know, if you were sitting there at the table and, you know, the radio broke squelch, you know, the screen would light up. Well, this one won't do it either. Which don't make no sense to me.
The thing on this one, I just read this yesterday, if you put it, you can set it in scan mode, that the display will light up every time it stops on a received frequency. But old smarty me, I put it on scan, and I like to have never got it off of scan. I got so aggravated. And the only way I figured out, it got hung up on the weather station. Okay, I'm knowing they're not going to shut up, and it won't do nothing. The only way I found to get it off the scan was to put 146.
See there, Stacy, you know where you got the battery gone, what happened? I lost most of that transmission, M4DJC. Figured. I'll holler at you tomorrow sometime. You have a good one, though. But look it out on that Yazoo website and get those manuals downloaded. That'd be easier to read. It looked pretty good to me. I'll be scanning through them, too. You take care of my friend, 73, M4DJC, clear.
M4DJC is 4OVQ. Good night, and I'm quick.
QCQCQ. K-04. W-G-Q.